to say that the Chinese artist Cai Guoxiang has exploded onto the contemporary art scene is no exaggeration. Best known for making art by exploding gunpowder onto paper, as well as using explosives in mass-scale public events, Cai was tapped to be the visual director of the Beijing Olympics opening ceremonies, where he'll stage his biggest ever pyrotechnic spectacle in the country where fireworks were first invented.
In people's eyes, it's just a show. This is a pitfall for me, but this pitfall is also challenging to me to see if we can shake it up a little, turn it into art.
Cai has spent more than 2 years preparing for the event, which promises to be an athletic feat in itself. 35,000 shells will be launched from dozens of different sites spanning more than 2 miles, from Tiananmen Square to the Bird's Nest. While no longer a resident of his native China, this won't be the first time Cai's designs light up China's skies. In 1994, he added onto the Great Wall with fire and gun smoke.
He was able to bring 100 volunteers from Japan to lay down those 10,000 meters of fuse lines to extend the Great Wall, literally and metaphorically, out into the Gobi Desert by 10,000 meters.
Cai has been celebrated for the grand scope of his works. A retrospective of his works at the Guggenheim Museum in New York brought in record numbers. But he's understandably a little gun-shy about putting on the world's biggest fireworks display.
At the Olympics, there's just this one moment. The whole world is waiting in anticipation, watching for that one moment to see if anything will go wrong, whether the machines will malfunction or natural forces like torrential rains that you can't control. It makes you worry.
But his efforts are certain to go off with a bang, as his show ushers in the 2008 Olympic Games. Dara Brown, NBC News.